Stadium, where Jason Harrison is joined by Stags boss Carlton Palmer.
And Carlton, hugely disappointing night tonight.
Yeah, we were poor. End of story. They deserved to win. We're unlucky with Beardo's injury, but that can't excuse the performance tonight of the players. I thought we were second all over the park, and I've got no excuses for that. We were second. We deserve to get beaten. That's it.
You said we need to defend restarts within 80 seconds. You'd conceded from one.
Well, like I've just said to the players, I mean, what can I do? We spent 2 days, an hour and a half defending on restarts. And, you know, what can I say? I mean, you know, you work on things, and I think I'm professional in what I do, and we work on things, and if players don't take things on board, then there's nothing I can do. I mean, they're young players, but at the end of the day, when the ball goes dead, you pick up your man that you've got to pick up from a set piece, and you defend it. You go goal away from home, and I mean, to be fair to you, in the first 45 minutes, I don't think there was a lot in the game, but you give yourself a start. But second half, to be fair, they run out worthy winners, and it is disappointing because I think we're better than that. I think we're a lot better than that. And to be honest with you, I've just said to the players that I'm going to go away and think about what I want to do for the future, because that was an embarrassment, and I brought in a lot of young players, and I expect a lot more from the players. And I'm going to go away, I'm going to have the weekend, I'm going to have to talk to my girlfriend and whatever. I'm going to decide what I'm going to do on Monday, because if that's the best that I can expect from an 11 that I put out, then there's a problem somewhere. So that's the way I feel at the moment, and I'll see what happens over the weekend.
Talking about your own personal future there rather than squad.
No, my, you know, at the end of the day, I work hard, and like I've said to the players, I've brought a lot of young players into the club, and I've given them the opportunity to play, and I feel a little bit let down, because you shouldn't have to keep going over and over and over certain things. And today was, second half especially, was a bit of an embarrassment. And, it gets you down as a manager. We worked an hour and a half yesterday, we worked an hour and a half the day before on set pieces, and then to concede a goal like that, with a fit side, with a good side, and today we were just we were poor today, to be fair.
Can you understand the reaction the players got at the end then? A few boos from the left hand side, the away support.
Well, I don't know if that's a sensible question or not. Of course I can understand the reaction of the supporters. It was, you know, you're up against the former manager of the football club, and the one thing I've always stood for is having a bit of on the side, showed no tonight, and that's been disappointing.
One thing that did surprise me, and perhaps showed the frustration of the management team, Peter Shirtliff, who's normally Mr. Call down there, was getting very frustrated in the dugout in the first half.
Well, it's disappointing when you work as hard as what you do and you prepare properly for a game. And when that happens, and when it's continually happening, like Notts County, we were the better side at Notts County, and we conceded 2 goals in the last 8 minutes. We've done it countless times. Today we were poor, without a shadow of a doubt, we were poor. And there is no explanation for that, you know, no explanation for that at all. Like I've said to him, you know, I don't change my opinion about anything that I did. You know, I gave the young players the chance and the opportunity. And like I've said to him, if I decide to go, those young players won't be playing because another manager won't give them a chance. And I think I deserve a little bit more than that. So, the solid we've looked, or the most solid we've looked, is when I've played in pre-season and at Stockport, and I'm 39 years of age. And that's got to be something wrong there. I feel sorry for Reece Day and Richie Barker, who I think have been outstanding since the start of the season. And as I say, I'm going to go away now. I'm going to have a weekend away. I'm going to have a chat with my girlfriend and a chat with the chairman. I'll decide what I'm going to do on Monday.
Thanks for being so honest with us tonight, Carlton.
Thank you.
So there you go, Joe. Carlton Palmer speaking to us after the game. His words, not ours. He's going to be doing a lot of thinking over the weekend. We'll find out on Monday what will be happening with that. I think it's quite obvious there. He's talking about his own future at the club as Mansfield Town manager. We'll find out what happens over the next few days.
It's Mansfield 103.2, the home of great music. John.